today's daf is Kiddushin on daf Pei Aleph. Sorry that I missed on Friday. I really couldn't get any of the words out. I was sick in bed, and Baruch Hashem, I'm a little better now, and Baruch Hashem, yom, day by day. Today's daf is sponsored in memory of Abraham Shulman, Alter Avraham Chaim Ben Mordechai, whose yard site is today. Again, in memory of Abraham Shulman, Alter Avraham Chaim Ben Mordechai, whose yard site is today. Okay, so let's start with Daf Pei Amud Beis at the two dots towards the bottom of the page. The Gemara, as we know yesterday, the Mishnah mentioned the Isser of Yichud. The Isser of Yichud, of being in seclusion with somebody who you're not allowed to be alone with. This is the main sugi in Shas regarding Inyani Yichud. Yichud, we mentioned a number of times, is one of the examples that Rabbi Yosef Engel gives in Lekach Tov, in Simit, in Klal Ches, for a Siag Daraisa. Right? Most of the time we're familiar with Siagim Darabanan. But the Rabbanan tell you not to do something so you don't come to violate the Issa Daraisa. But once in a while, the Torah itself says don't do A so that you don't come to do B. The Ran, at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, says that maybe that's the idea behind Bali Rabbi Imadze. You're not allowed to even have chametz in your house so that you don't come to eat the chametz. The Kesef Mishnah says the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis in the first halacha. Maybe that's why the Torah says you can't even cook basa b'chalav together, because you might come to eat basa b'chalav together. So again, it's a siyag daraisa. The Rashi in the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin suggests maybe that's why the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to walk and follow the coffin of his relative, because he might come to touch it. Again, min hamikdash lo yetzei, a siyag daraisa. The Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a number of these, including our Mishnah that we said yesterday. A person can't be bisyachid with two women, and Rashi quotes why. The Gemara quotes Sheva Daitan Kalos and Nochos Lehispatos. So again, some of the Yichud Halachos are Daraisa. Many are Darabanan as well, but some are Daraisa based on a pasuk we said yesterday, Remez Licha Ben HaTorah. But there is a component that is Daraisa, that is another example of a Siag Daraisa. It's similar to what the Rambam has in Hilchos Yisrei Bia about Chibuk V'Nishuk of one of the Arayos. Also, hugging and kissing of one of the Arayos is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that's Daraisa or Darabanan. According to the Rambam, is Daraisa. So again, that's another example of a Siag Daraisa. Another example, which I don't think we usually mention when we talk about this, but Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes it, is the Gemara in Beitza Daf Chaf, where Beis Hillel, Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to be Makriv Olos Re'ia on Yantif. Right, Olos Re'ia, one of the Kabanos that you bring for Yantif, are you allowed to bring that? are you allowed to be Makriv them on Yantif? So says Beis Hillel, yes. Why? Because if you don't allow him to bring it on Yantif, then they might just forget the whole Chol HaMoed and not bring it at all. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is a little different, but he says, you see, you're worried about chashos even on a daraisa level. This is a difference, because here is lakula. It's lakula, you might forget it, therefore will allow you to do something on Yantif. You allow you to be makrif certain karbanos on Yantif, even though you don't have to. You might say, wait till Chol HaMoed. But says Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to, because Shema Yifsha Oyenas Bashar Yemeyamoid Velo Yavi. So Belekatov says, hey, if you see that there's a chashash of forgetting Daraisa, just like Lakula, so surely you'll say Lachumra, we're worried about chashashos, and therefore there's a concept of a Siag Daraisa. So that's another example that he gives from Beitza Daf Chaf Amid Beis. Okay, but there's a lot of examples. Feel free to look more. Klau Ches. Okay, just one other Ha'ara. Regarding this specific example, that is, this is a siyag daraisa for what? A siyag daraisa for bia. Like if you allow people to have be misyachim with each other, they might come to have bia. It's not a siyag daraisa for chibuk v'nishuk. Even though chibuk v'nishuk itself is daraisa, that would be, let's say, a siyag desiyag. The Rambam has that lo sikruv legalos erva of a siyag daraisa, because you might lead to bia. But to say that you're going to have a siyag yichud is also because of chibuk v'nishuk, that you won't go that far, because yichud is only mishabia. This is why Rav Moshe Feistit says there's no isur of yichud in an elevator. Why? This is Rav Moshe. The simon about the yichud in Rav Moshe There's a lot of them, but in Eben Ezer, Chelak Dalet, Simen, Ayin, Hey, I think it's Simen, Ayin, Hey, is about 25 pieces in here. But in Simen Samachay, so one of the pieces there is Ost Hezayin, Yichud Bepachos Mir Shir Tuma. So Moshe says, in an elevator, is there Shir Yichud? You walk into an elevator sometimes, man and woman are all alone. So even if you're going to floor number 18, says in Moshe, there is no Isra of Yichud. Why? Number one, because the main reason, because it could open at any time. The elevator could open at any time, and therefore, even though you might be able to do Chibuk V'Nishuk, but the Isra of Yichud is not a Gzeir Mishum Chibuk V'Nishuk. The Isra of Yichud is only Mishum Bia, like we just said, that's the Siyag, and therefore, there is no problem. What would he say if you have a special elevator, like the Empire State Building, going up to the 92nd floor, and you know nobody's coming in for the next 5 minutes? So then maybe that might be different. But in a regular elevator, Me'ikar Adin, Rova Poskim follow this, that almost all Poskim, that there's no problem of Yichud in an elevator. You don't have to get out if you're the only one left, and a man and a woman, and you're allowed to go in the first place. V'gam Yichud b'ma'alit, shebebatim gedolim, shabi b'kobo zel zesh, shezdabi shnechus shabrak yishu isha, no problem. Leka shir tuma, yeish lahadir. Even though Chibuk v'nishuk is possible, not a problem, because Yichud is not Mishum, Chibuk v'nishuk. Okay. That is Ramosha, which we'll have to get back to a number of his shitos throughout today's daf. Says the Gemara, Rav Bisha Achas, two dots on Pei Amabes. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo Shon Ela B'Ksherim. When do all these rules apply? About, you know, one man with two women is not allowed, and one woman with two men are not allowed, but anything more than that is okay. Ela B'Ksherim. This is only by Ksherim. By Ksherim, we say, that's when these rules apply. Avo B'Prutzim, but if somebody is... it's considered a paritz. See what that means? Somebody who does not have a regular cheskas kashrus. I feel be asar nami lo. That even if you have 10 people, 10 prutzim, still, it won't be good enough. Usually we say one, right? We say yesterday, I say two women and two men, three men and two women. You know, all of that would be mutter. That's only by ksher, but not by prutzim. What's a paritz? The Ritva says, stambade adam are considered kasher. Right? Unless you know otherwise, he's not a paritz. Right? Usually it's Dilu min adim, stam kol adam kiksherim l'inyin zeh, achi hei mokslak b'parets. Right, so sabi adam are considered ksherim. That is the shita of the Ritva. The Chazon Ish writes in, if I find one of his letters, ha-misgadlim al deos kafranios, ve'enam b'darchei tzibur ha-yisraeli, heim bechlal ha-machzikim b'pritzas b'arayas. If somebody is paritz, says the Chazon Ish, in his deos, also not just in his in his behavior, but if he's brought up on deos kafradios, about kfira and apikarsus, then maybe he doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. The Ritva is talking about as a stam Jew, even an am aretz, but stam Jew, so that he has a cheskas kashrus. But if somebody is not brought up in a regular Torah environment, so then maybe he does not have a cheskas kashrus. Again, even if somebody's brought up in a Torah environment, if you know he has a cheskas paritz, so then it would apply as well, the halachas of pritzim. Havi maisa votziyo asar babita. There was even a story that the 10 people brought out a woman in a mita, in a coffin, right? They faked that she was dead, and really she was alive, and because they wanted to be bezada with her. Amar of Yosef Teda, the Lachari Beasara, Pagadvi Kishura, Vlomachsi Beadadi, I'll prove it to you. Sometimes 10 people get together to steal something that they can't steal by themselves. It needs 10 people to lift it, and they're not embarrassed from each other. So you see that 10 people sometimes do avers together, and they're not embarrassed. Neima Messiah Lay. Let's try to prove this halacha. Most of the Mishnah that we had back in Masechta Sota, that after the husband makes his wife into a sota, they have to go up to the Sanhedrin Gadol, so they have to travel to Yerushalayim. So what happens? The bezin of their city give them two Talmidei Chachamim to travel with them. Shebe Yavo Aleha Baderech. Maybe the husband and the wife, the husband will be live with the wife on the way, and we don't want that to happen. So therefore, you give two Talmidei Chachamim to travel with them. So what is the diyak? Talmidei Chachamim in shtal milo, right? Only Talmidei Chachamim you send with them, not stam people. So you see, they have to have a cheskas kashrus, right? Pritzim, the halachas wouldn't apply. So the answer to the Gemara, no. Shiny Talmidei Chachamim diyadi laasruye bei. Maybe Talmidei Chachamim are different because they know how to give asra. They don't want to give asra to the case of the husband or the wife. So the question is, what does it mean they don't want to give asra? So they don't want to give asra, therefore they'll prevent the husband and the wife from living together? That's what Rashi seems to say at the bottom. The whole point of Asura is to make sure they don't, that I'm a Zana. Or do you say, no, it's not Dafka that, but it's that to give proper Asura, so that if they do, that you can punish them. You can punish them properly. But either way, there's no riot. Maybe there is different because of a specific reason you send the Talmid Chachamim. Question is that later on, in about 15 lines from now, we're going to have the principle called Ba'ala Ba'ir. If the husband's in the city, you don't have to worry about Yichud. So here the husband's with her. Does it with her, so you have to worry about anything. It's better than Ba'ala Ba'ir, it's Ba'ala with her. So the, some of the Achronim say, no, the point is that here there's a cheskas that they're not ksherim. There's a chazaka that she's a sur to her husband. So you only see the principle of Ba'ala Ba'ir if they're muteris to each other. But if they're not muter to each other, so you don't see the principle of Ba'ala Ba'ir. Okay. Amrav Yehuda Marav, Lo Shenel Ba'ir. When do you see all these halachas apply? When they are in the city, Avo Baderech, which might be another answer that before we just said, but if they're on the way, actually use Shlosha. But if they're on the way, you have to say more than two, you have to say at least three. Why? Shemi Yitzarech Echameh Mahashtim, maybe one of them will have to go to the bathroom, and therefore there'll only be one man left with the other. V'nipsa Echameh Siachanim Erva. So that's why, Baderech, you have to have one extra, because if somebody has to go to the bathroom, so you won't be left alone. Even in that case, name a Messiah. Let's try to prove it again. Let's try to prove because the previous case was all about Derech. So you see, it's three because it's the husband and the wife plus two Talmidei Chachamim. So you need three. So isn't that a proof that you always have to send one extra when you're traveling? So Hasab Kihechi Tenevi Aleisadi. There too, no, we just want to send two so that they can act as witnesses. Not that you want to have three altogether, but they want to act as witnesses, period. So Baderech is also a big discussion in the postgame. What about Yichud in cars? What about Yichud in cars? So again, in most, this is a general halacha, this is not, you can't paskin from this statement, but the general halacha is, if Yichud is a lot of logical halachas, if people are going to be scared that they'll be seen, so then there's no Isra of Yichud. If people are not scared that they're going to be seen, then there is no Isra of Yichud. That's the general halacha of what applies. So a lot of Yichud is going to be common sense. So in cars, most roads, even if they're dark, you know, cars are going to be driving by, and most of the time, unless you have darkened windows, there's not going to be an Isra Yichud. If you're on a country road, and, you know, nobody drives by, and you're parked on the side, and so then, you know, that it could be a problem. But like as the poskim say, Hakol lefi hamakom v'hazman. Right? It's based on every situation. But most cases on public roads, you know, it's not going to be a problem. If somebody lives on a dead-end street, then you know no cars go down there, and they're sitting in the cars, then you have to use your head. If people, if the boy, the girl, if the husband, or the wife, or the husband, or the wife is Zoe Yichud, but if the husband and somebody else's wife is not, are not scared of people passing by, so then there would be an isser of Yichud. So just want to use their head, Baderech. Okay, next, Rabbi Yehuda, Avikazli Borcha, they were traveling on the way, Avikazla Hayitza Kamayu, there was a woman that was walking in front of them. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Dal Karech, Mikabi Gehenim, pick your feet up quickly, in front of Gehenim, meaning go quickly so we don't get stuck with her, and there'll be an Isra of Yichud. Amalei Vamahu Dabar, Bikshirim Shafru Dabi, what do you mean? Aren't we kosher? Bikshirim, there are two. Right, two men, you know, we said before, it's okay, two men and one woman. Bikshir Shapur Dami. So Amalei, Miyera de Bikshir, Goranov, At. So, amazing. Rav says to Rav Yehuda, who says it's like us? Says, we're talking about Rav here. Rav and Shmuel, the Talmud of Rav Yehuda Nasi. Who says it's like me and you? Ela Kagon Mai, Kagon Rav Chanina, Bar Papi Chaver, no, it's like those great rabbis. And obviously, it seems that the Rabbat said they were saying this out of Anava, right? But, you know, if not them, what about us? But anyway, but we assume that they are ksherim, and they were doing it out midos chasidus. Okay, and obviously there must have been a yichud situation because they were on the street here. If they were on the street in a public place, there wouldn't be yichud. So also that might be that point to the fact that it is a midos chasidus. Amar Rav, malkin al hayichud ve'ein osrin al hayichud. Rav says we give malkus for yichud. Rashi says malkus mardus. Malkus Mardus, even though some Yichud is Asur D'Oraisa, but still what we're talking about here is Malkus Mardus. So we give Malkus for Yichud, but we don't Asur on Yichud, meaning we don't Asur a woman on a husband if she is Bezyachid, only if it's a special Yichud, meaning Kini Vestira, the Halachas of Sota kicking in. But other than that, we don't Asur. That's the Ritva's Lashon here, an important Lashon. The time of the Milsa, Mishim De La Olam, Ein Bezdin Motzian Isha Mitachas Baila, Admode Baila da Asirale, until the husband admits that she's usher to him, meaning if he had warned her, Vahuda also Adifa Me'edim, Inami Adiika Edi Tuma Mamish, or unless the Eidim that saw the actual Tuma, Oshiru Kiminafim, Okamachobish Faferis, they saw almost the Maisa, but have a low Misham Yichud Greta, but Misham Yichud, a husband and wife don't become Asr to each other, unless it's a specific halachas of Soda. So we give Malchus for Yichud, but we don't Asr for Yichud. Amr of Ashi, Lo Amr El Yichud Pnuya, when do we give Malchus, that's only by Yichud of an unmarried girl? But if it's Yichud of a married woman, we don't even give Malchus. Why? Because if you give Malchus, then people would really think that something happened, and then there'll be Hotzas Laz on the children. People will think, wow, something happened, and then somebody born after that would be a problem. Why did the Gemara just make a chilek between children and no children? The Gemara doesn't say that, so be sure to ask. Okay, either way, married versus unmarried. Marizutra, Malki Umachmas. Marizutra said, no, I'm going to give Malchus, and I am going to make announcements. I'm going to make an announcement that this is not because she really did anything. This is just because of the Isra of Yichud. Ravashi, Mar Nami Loki Velichris. Ravashi, why don't you do that too? So Amalei, Ika the Shema Bahav Lo Shema Bahav. No, it could be that somebody's going to hear about the Malchus, but they're not going to hear about the other announcement. Right, that's happened. People always get half a story. So they're going to hear about the punishment, but they won't hear the whole explanation. So that's why I'd rather not give it in the first place. Amar Rav, Malkin alo tova hashmua. We give Malkus if there are nasty rumors, bad rumors about people. What kind of rumors? Rashi says that somebody's over Averis. In general, over Averis. Somebody's a Balavarian. So everybody's talking about this guy did Averis, so that might be enough for Malkus Mardis. Again, I'm sure Bez has to check in. There's a certain level of rumor. Rumors doesn't mean just stop rumors, but a few people are talking. But the circumstantial rumors and rumors that are supported somewhat, but Malkin alo tova shmua. The Ritva says it's not Stam Averis, but it's Stavka Arayas Averis. Right, that's what we're context that we're talking about here. So we give Malkus on lo tova shmua. Shnei Amar, as it says, by the sons of Eli, al banai ki lo tova shmua. Right, Eli tells his sons after he's been told what they do. They're stealing the karbanas. They're not just that, but one of the shitas there is that they were dafka delaying the karbanos of a yoledes, of a zava, of the women who have to bring the karbanas before they can go back to their husbands. So that's why dafka it's brought here, it's connected to Arayas, because they're delaying the husband and the wife being back together. So Abaday ki lo tova hashmua. Marzutra mosavlas of sira al kasei umakmi li Abaday. Marzutra used to put the saddle of a donkey on the person he was giving Malchus to. So in that way, it will be public. You know, what was it for? It was for bad rumors. That was how he told everybody that that's what it was for. Period. Amar Rabba. Okay. Next two lines have much written about it in the postgame. Amar Rabba. Ba'ala ba'ir ein choshesh mishum yichud. If the husband's in town, so then there is no isser of yichud. Right? Fine. Why is that? Why is that there's no Isser of Yichud if the husband is in town? So it's known as, I'll clear if it's exactly a machlokas, but it's known as a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. But even before we get to there, what does it mean there's no Shash of Yichud? Rashi says, no Malkus. Tosva says, so what does that sound like? There's no Malkus, but there's an Adair? Tosva says, that's what it sounds like to Rashi. Tosva says, Bala. It says, Vakasha. It sounds like there's an Isser. So Tosva says, no. Ein Choshen means there's no Isser at all. The husband's in the town, there is no Isser of Yichud for the wife. So why is that? So Rashi here says, why? Because he's afraid that he's going to walk in. He's going to walk in any time. Right? Mr. Phoebe Baal Hashta Asi. Right? She's afraid that the husband's going to walk in at any moment. That's what she's afraid of. If you look at the Rambam has a slightly different formulation, but the Achronim make a big deal about the difference between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam says, why? Is there Isser of Yichud? Mipnei she'emas ba'ala aleha. The fear of her husband is upon her. The Rambam does not say specifically that he's going to walk in. So maybe it's just the fact that the husband's in the vicinity means that she's not going to do anything, and that already puts her in a state of fear. Not because that he's going to walk in at all. So based on this machlokas, whether it's actually because they're going to walk in or not, there is a number of machlokos halacha labais. Number one, what if the Baal doesn't know where she is? If she's in town, the husband's in town, but the husband doesn't know where she is. Let's say she went to her neighbor's house. So is there an Isser Yichud there for her? So what is the Rashi? Of course there's an Isser Yichud, because the husband's not going to walk in. husband's not going to walk in. But if according to the Rambam, it could be that if the husband is in town, so that it doesn't matter if he doesn't know where she is, he's in town, and therefore there should not be an Isra of Yichud. Remotion, that same tshuva, talks about this in Os Chaf Aleph, that the... let's say if the husband tells her, you know you're allowed to go out, you're allowed to go here, that he knows where it is. But if he doesn't know where it is, so then there's an Isra of Yichud. I mean, we paskin l'chumra in this basically in all these shittas between the Rabbah and the Rashi, we paskin l'chumra. If he says two or three places, says Ramosha, maybe that's good enough, even according to Rashi. But if he doesn't know at all, so then there is an Isra of Yichud according to Rashi, even though there wouldn't be according to the Rabbah. Number one. Number two, what if you have a very large city? Very large city. So it's Bala Ba'ir, Balav Dafka, that they are going to, the husband's going to walk in. Right? So how do you define city? So again, according to the Rabbah, it might be Lakula. According to the Rashi, Lakhumra, it's a very big city. How do you define a city? So if you look at the Nishmas Avram, in Siman Chav Beis, which is the halacha, Siman of Yichud in the Shulchan Aruch, what is the maximum size of a town or a city? The halacha writes, as far as a very large city or two adjacent cities, he found nothing specified in the poskim. He was told that the Chazon Ish ruled in 5713, right, 1953, that all of Tel Aviv and its neighborhoods, including the distant ones, were all considered one city with regard to this halacha. What about the adjacent cities? He considered them as two separate cities. Rosh Shlomo Zalman told me, Dr. Abraham writes, that Chazal did not differentiate between a small and a large city. Even if she knows that her husband has traveled to the other side of a large city, such as London or New York, Yichud would be permitted. He also noted that today, Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, Petach Tikva are all considered part of one city, since they are adjacent and merged together, and it's one Tchum Shabbos. So again, Lakula, meaning similar to the... to the Rambam. So to the Rambam, you would say, Emas Bailala, as long as it's in the city. The question is, Rav Moshe talks about this in the Tshuva, what if it's a big city, even if you have the cool of a big city, but even if, maybe Rashi would stay, even if it's a big city, it's still the same city, so maybe the husband will walk in. What if you just spoke to your husband, and he's on the other side of the city, at work? Telephones can make it worse, right? Because now you know he's not, cell phones, okay, but telephones... landlines can make it worse. So do you say that it makes it worse? Says Rav Moshe, yeah. Rav Moshe says if somebody is not working for themselves, Rav Moshe has this chiluk. Is somebody self-employed or is somebody working for somebody else? If somebody is self-employed, they can always change their schedule. They can come home whenever they want. That would be lakula. But if somebody's working for somebody else, an 8-hour job, 9 to 5, and the husband never comes home, so then that could be a problem, even if Baal Ba'ir, says Rav Moshe. Because you know the husband's not around and he's not coming home. So therefore... you wouldn't have the heter, the whole heter of Baal Ba'ir. Again, he's going with Rashi's idea that he might come to walk in, assuming the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi. But if you know that he's not coming home anytime soon, for sure, so then then you still would not have the heter. So again, you have, the husband doesn't know where she is, if you have a big city, what if the husband, sorry? What about shul? Shul, I don't know, maybe the husband can leave shul early for one day, maybe he doesn't feel well, but let's say another case where you know the husband's not moving, let's say the husband's sick. Let's say the husband's in jail. Rav Moshe writes, that's a tshuva. And another simon of this. What about if the husband's in jail? So again, Baal Ba'ir, so then, you might say, according to the Rabbah, that still, the husband's here, so what, that he can't move. But still, Baal Ba'ir, you might have Lakula, might not be an Isser, Mashenkin, of course, according to the Rashi, so then it would be still a problem. The last one I wanted to mention is, what about Ishto Ba'ir? Do you say the opposite is true? The opposite is true, that if the wife is in the city, the husband won't do anything. So again, some say this is nafka mina. There's no emas isha aleha, alav. Right? There's no emas isha alav. There's no fear, but there could be the chashash of walking in. So according to the Rashi, here according to the Rashi, it might be lakula. And according to the Rambam, it would be lachubra. You might say that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there is no such halacha. There's only ishto imo. Ishto imo said you have the kula, but not ishto bayir. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chav Beis. Okay, that's a big discussion. There's more, but we'll stop here in this line. That's the first line of Baal Ba'ir. Next line of the Gemara, Amar of Yosef. Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim Ein Choshen Mishum Yichud. What if you have a Pesach Pasuach to the street? Again, there's no Isra of Yichud. Major Machlokas HaPoskim. What does this mean, Pesach Pasuach? Does that mean open or... unlocked, right? Does Pesach Pasuach have to be actually opened? Let's say, Let's say a boy and a girl went on a date, and then they come back to the girl's house. They want to sit in the living room a little bit, and you know the if it's up and up behind and in a private place, then obviously it's a problem. You got to leave. Again, most of these cases are logical. If they're not worried about anybody coming in, then it's a problem, right? If they're worried that people, if there's a big window out to the street, so then obviously it's not a problem. But they have to leave to leave the door open or not? It's a major machlokas haposkim. Unlocked or closed but open? Is there a chash? Are they worried about anybody coming in? So again, you have to ask a shayla every case exactly where the apartment is, where the house is, how far off the street, where are the windows, where are they sitting, is there anybody else in the apartment? So that's a big shayla. But again, this Pesach Pesulot Shazarabim is a major machlokas haposkim. Do we say that it has to actually be open or unlocked is enough? Rav Moshe has a big kula regarding this issue. Rav Moshe says Pesach Pasuach is enough even if the minhag in the place is usually just to knock before they come in. It's still okay. If they're going to have to open the door in a second, even if it's only after knocking, to the Moshe, that's also lakula. It's also good. You might say it after they have to barge in without being unannounced. But Rav Moshe says, no, it could be even if they could come in only after knocking, that's still lakula because they're going to have to open it right away. And if they're in the middle of something, they're not going to be able to open it right away. They're going to be embarrassed. So therefore, Rav Moshe still says, that is enough. Okay, let's continue. Question? No? Good. Rav Bibi, equal to be Rav Yosef. So we have a lot of stories coming up. Rabbi Yekla, we deserve, you know, the second to last half of Kiddusha. Rabbi Yekla, Rav Yosef, Basar Dekarach Rifta, Rav Yosef, Rabbi visited Rav Yosef. Basar Dekarach Rifta, Amal Hu, Shkulu Dage Betute Bibi. After they finished eating, Rabbi said, he went up to the upstairs and he said, take the ladder away, so I can't come down. Take the ladder away. What do you mean? The husband's here. Rav Yosef is right there. So what do you mean? There's no chashav yichud between his wife and Rav Bibi. So Shani Rav Bibi to shush bintei have the gaisi bay. No, Rav Bibi's different because there's a neighbor, somebody they knows well, and the gaisi bay they know each other very well, and therefore the standards are higher. Again, a very important yisod. Hilchas yichud might be different regarding a boy and a girl, a man and a woman who know each other well. They know each other well, so then you might have to take extra precautions. They're a little more relaxed with each other. And that's why a number of posts came early posts, the Kobo and others, say that, let's say, an engaged couple should not sleep in the same house. Right? Because even though by other people there's no yichud, there's other people in the house, they shouldn't, l'chadchila, because, you know, it's a gaisibay, and there's a special relationship there. You know, you have to be more careful. But that is a big discussion, and again, something that makes sense. Anytime that the boy and the girl are getting closer, so then more precautions are required. Ipsig just what Ha'arai saw, that we're talking about Rav Yosef's wife here. So Rav Yosef was blind, so Baal Abir applies even by Asuma. Interesting halacha. So Amr of Kahana. Let's say you have an outer room and an inner room. So if the men are in the outside and the women on the inside, there's no chash of yichud because we're not worried that the men are going to go in. But if the men are on the inside, they might come out. On the way out, they might have yichud, therefore there's an isser. But the Bryce has the opposite. Amar Abaya, Hashad Amar of Kahana, Hachi, Batana Masti Seifcha, Anon Evid Lachumra. So you go Lachumra in both directions. Whenever there's a chash of yichud, you have to be worried. Abaya, Daifer Gufi, Abaya, when he had men and women together, he wanted to make sure that no situations came up that were problematic, so he used to put klicheres in between them, so if anybody tried to cross the lines, then he would be aware of it. Rava Dayakani used to put reeds in there. Amar Avin says, or Amar Abaya, Sakva Deshasa Rigla. Sakva, the lowest point of the year is Rigla, is the Regel, is the Yantif. What does that mean? Mirashi explains, because on Yantif sometimes problems started. There was a lot of intermixing between the genders, improper intermixing, right? When they came to hear the drasha even. But the idea of the drasha, the gave l'shem shamayim, says Rashi, hish krusas anashim v'nashim l'shmo ha-drasha, v'nosim v'nosim zemzeh. We're talking about other people's wives and husbands, and it could lead to the problems if it was done in an improper setting. So therefore, that's what he's talking about, the shasa rigla. That's what Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos. This is where the minhag came from, of Bahav. There's a minhag to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday after Sukkot, after Pesach. Where does this come from? Tosfos says, "Lakach nagul lizanos lachar Pesach lachar Sukkot." Because of this, because on Yantif maybe something inappropriate occurred, so therefore the Bidak to fast. Who heard of this Bidak? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Not such a far-fetched minhag. It is. I mean, most people don't do it, but it's simin tough tzaddik beis in Ilchus Pesach. Yesh noagin lehisanu sheni v'chamishi v'sheni achar Pesach v'sukkos. Umamtinan, you don't start till after Nisan finishes and after Tishrei finishes. And you wait the cheshvan. You wait till Iyar. But that is bahab, right? In some places, you go to the Kotel, you go to a Shomer Shabbos and Borough Park. You know, lahavdil. They have vayachal. Right. Different places have been minyanim of bahab, but that's they say slichas in the morning. But that's the minhag. This is where it comes from because they don't have an after shuas. Shuas is only one day. How much parties could you? How much party could you do on one day shuas? But that is the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tuf Tzadik base. Hanach Shvuyasa to Asi Lanado. So a couple of stories now. Certain women who were captives, they got free. They came to Narada. Askin lebe Rav Amram Chasida. They were sent up to Rav Amram Chasida. Ashkulu is interesting. It's called Chasid. Ashkulu dagimi kamayo. They took the ladder away as they went upstairs. They were staying in his upstairs. They took the ladder away. Bahadit kachol fachadim minayo. As one of them passed by, nafal nuhura biipumai. Right, light fell into the whole apartments. Meaning Rashi quotes, she was so beautiful that light fell to the apartment, and the Ben Yoyada says, what was he looking up at them? So obviously this is Min HaShemayim. The whole story was Min HaShemayim in order to teach us. Shakli Rav Amram Ladarga. So all of a sudden Rav Amram saw the beauty, so he took the ladder, which usually couldn't be lifted up by 10 people. Dalya Lechude, he lifted up himself, Salif Azal, and he ran upstairs. When he got halfway up, he stopped in his tracks, and he caught himself. And Rabba Kala, and he screamed out, New Rabbi Amram, there's a fire, Bei Amram, there's a fire in Bei Amram, right? So this is talking about Rav Amram. There's a fire in the house of Amram. It's also Rabban and Amrule Kisiftinan. Right, the Rabban came, they realized what was happening, that there was no real fire, and they said, you embarrassed us. Right, you the great, even the, you're showing everybody, even the great rabbis have taivas. Amrulehu mutav tichsivu bi Amram ba'amah adein v'tichsivu mini lama da'asi. Better that I get embarrassed in this world rather than get embarrassed in the next world. Ashbe'e, de yinfak minei, so he all of a sudden, he caused the Yetzihara he made him swear that he goes out from him. So navak minei ki abidu denura, so all of a sudden a pillar of fire came out from him. Amr lechazi dat denura v'ana bisra, you're fire and I'm flesh, v'ana defi minach, and see, I can conquer you, and I can still overcome you, period. So Ben Yoyada says, what's going on here? So obviously this was all Min HaShemayim. What was he doing? Looking up at the other woman who was going, what does it mean that the whole house, you know, lit up? Zeh haya hashkacha pratas Min HaShemayim. Kidei shekol achad yikach musar la'atzmo. Let everybody take musar to themselves. V'gamim yaskin lo yamin ba'atzmo ad yom oso. V'lo yasiach daito bimor avera. A person should never, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka made Rav Amram do this in order to show everybody, but then show that they could overcome it, to give them chizuk. That's the Ben Yoyada, but everybody has to know this is Rav Amram Chasida. So obviously this is not really happening to him. Okay. Rabbi Amram havi bislotzis bover avera. Rabbi Meir used to make fun of people who did averas. Ah, it's not so hard. Not so hard. The challenges. The Yitzhar is not so strong. One day the Satan himself dressed up like a woman on the other side of the river. So again, if the Satan himself came to you, it's for even a mayor. It's gonna fall prey. Lo avi mavra. There was no bridge. Knock on matzra v'kavar. So it was a rope. He threw the rope across. He started walking across. Kibat the palga mitzra shavke. When he was in the middle of the rope, the Yitzhara, who was dressed up like a woman, all of a sudden took off his trance, and her mayor realized who he was. So Amar Yilav to Kamechrazi Berakia. The Yitzhar says if they wouldn't be announcing in Shemayim, he's Zaru Bermeir v'Tarasso. That be careful with Rameir and his Torah. Shaviti l'dabach tartimoy. I would have made your life worth 2 cents, right? To tartimoy, I would have made mincemeat out of you. But again, he put his trance under Rameir, and again to teach us the power of the Yitzhar. Rabbi Kiva b'slotzis b'over aveira. He also yomachad b'leisad the Yitzhar b'reish dikla. The Satan looked like a woman in the top of a tree. Naktila dikla v'kaslagla azil. So he started climbing. Rabbi Akiva started climbing up the tree. Kibat l'pagi the dikla shavke. Same thing. When he got halfway up, he let him go from the trance. Amr yilav the mikhuzi b'rki. So Rabbi Akiva tarasso shaviti l'dabach tartimai. It would have made you worth 2 cents. Good. Plimu havi ragal a meber kol yoba every day. Plimu would say. Gira be'enei de Satan. Arrows in the eyes of the Satan. That's what he used to say every morning. Yom achad, mali yom kippur hehave. One day it was Erev Yom Kippur. Idzbi le'kanya. He appeared, the Satan appeared to him as a poor person. Asa kara ababa. He knocked on the door. Afikule rifta. They brought him out some bread. Amale yoma kia idna. What, today's like any day? Kuli ama gavai v'nei avroi. Everybody's inside. Eating the son of sakas. I'm outside. It's not fair. Eilis. So finally brought him in. Krivi le rifta. They gave him bread at the inside. Amrle yoma kia idna. What, he tastes like every day? Kuli ama tacha v'dolo hudai. Everybody gets a table. And I have to sit on the other side? Asu asu atacha. Finally gave him a table. Havi yasif. So, right, the Marsha says this is the derech of the Sahara. Little by little. Little by little. They don't do all at once. Do this, little by little. Come a little late to davening. Skip this. Do that. Cut these corners. Little by little, he gets it. Havi yasiv male nafshei shichna v'kibi alei. All of a sudden, he was sitting there, and he made himself disgusting. He made himself full of boils, and pus was oozing out, Rashi says. Havi kavin bei mili demas. He started doing disgusting things at the table. Amar le tif shapir. He said, sit straight. Sit properly. Amar le havile kisik. No, give me a cup of wine. Yavile kisis. They gave him a cup of wine. Achmer. What happened? Achmer shadu bekicho. So he spit into the wine. Nachmer be. They screamed at him. What are you doing? Shaka. He drank vumis. And he pretended to die. He fell down. He pretended to die. Shamu. And then he pretended. He made them hear people saying outside. Shamu davi kaamri. Plimu katal gavra. Plimu katal gavra. Plimu killed somebody. Arik Vatasha Nafshe Bebeza Kise. All of a sudden, Plimu got scared. He thought the authorities would come get him, so he ran out to an outhouse outside the city to hide in the outhouse. Azul Basre, so the son ran after him. Nafal Kame, he pretended to die right in front of him. Kita Chazi Davi Kibit Star, when he realized that Plimu was really very upset, Galilei Nafshe, he revealed himself, who he really was. So Amalei Baitai Mamar Tachi, why do you say every morning arrows in my eyes? Vela Hechayim, what am I supposed to say? So Amar Lei Leba Mar Rachmana Nigar Bebesada. No, say Hashem should help me. Don't say arrows in my eyes. Say Hashem should help me. Right? Yeah. Siyata Deshmai. Hashem should help me. The Marsha says, "I well, don't we say Akol B'Dei Shemayim Chus B'Yir Shemayim?" That's what he was doubting for. The answer is no, but Akbalat Har Messiah or so. Right? If you but this is part of your bechira is davening to be able to handle the Yitzhahara. Every time he used to say Tachnun, Havi Amar used to say Harachaban Yatzilenu B'Yitzahara. Hashem save me from the Yitzahara. Right, this is where Nafala Ape. That's what we pass right in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Kuflam and Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says Nefilas Apayim. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention only going down in front of a Sefer Torah. That is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, but the Shulchan Aruch does not mention it. So you might find some Svardim that always go down Nefilas Apayim, but that's not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam mentions Yesh Omrim the Ein Nefilas Apayim El B'Makom Sheish Aron V'Sefer Torah B'Socha. Aval below ze you say it without Kisui Panim V'Chei Nogim. If you have a Chatzer Pasuach LeBeis Haknesses, that's enough. Some say this is Sefer Torah on the floor, in the hallway, you know, down the hall in the same building. There are different shittas about the poskim, but it's usually in the vicinity. There has to be a Sefer Torah somewhere in the if you're in the Ezra's Noshim, the Mishnah Berurah says it's also good enough. But again, that's this Nefilas Apayim. So he used to say, save me from the Yitzhahara. Yom achad shamatinu debisu. So one day, Reb Chiya Rashi's wife heard her husband saying this. Amra, michti, she says, 1 minute. Hakabashari deparish lebidai. He hasn't been with me in years. What's he talking about? My time, makabarachi. Why is he saying such a thing? He's an old man. What's he saying that he should be safe from the Yitzhahara? So she says, I'm going to test him. Yom achad habikagoris beginsei. He was learning out in the garden. Kishta nafsha. So she put on jewelry and beautified herself. Kalfa v'tanya kameh. She walked back and forth in front of him. Amar lo manat. He said, what are you doing here? Who are you? Amra ana charusa. I am charusa. Who Rashi says was a famous zona. Tahaji miyoma. I came back today. I came back from my trip. Tava. And she tried to seduce him. Amra le. I see nihale. Lahach rumna. Derech tutisa. Go bring me that pomegranate that's on top of the tree. Obviously, seemingly like for payment. Shavar. So he jumped up. He brought it to her, and he was with her. Kiyasa lebeise, when he came home, havikashagra debisu tanurada, his wife was putting on the oven. Slavaka yesavagave, so he jumped into the oven. Amrlei mahaishis, what are you doing? Amrla, hakimachayvi maisa, he told her the story. He says, I'm killing myself. Amrlei, anahava, it was me. She says, it was me. Malashachba, he didn't believe her. Ad Yavali Simani, until she gave him Simanim, and finally he realized. Amar Lo, he says, I don't care. Anam Bieli Sur Mechavni, I still have an Elisir. And therefore, I'm not getting out of the oven. The rest of his life, he was very, very upset until he died bosa misa, which means, unclear exactly what it means, but some type of misa. The post get discussed here. We discussed this back on Daf Mem as well. Are you allowed to be ma'abed atzmo ladas for tshuva? Not to kill yourself, just to do tshuva. We discussed on Daf Mem that one of the Amoraim jumped off a roof. Right, and one of the stories was that Eliyahu Navi had to come and save him. But are you allowed to do that? Well, there's two points. Number one, not to do an Aveira, that's not one of the big three. Right, are you allowed to volunteer? The Rambam says that's suicide. But unless it's Shas Hashmad. But here, it's if already somebody already did the Aveira, you know, or if they thought they were doing, even if they had actually done the Aveira. So that'd be Ma'amin Asma Ladas. That's a big discussion of the postkim. Generally not. Ditanya, so where do you see though that even if somebody didn't do an Aveira actually, he still needs Shuva? Isha Hafeira, Mashem Yislachla, the husband's is made for the Neder, Mashem Yislachla, and Hashem will forgive her. What's the puzzle talking about? If the husband was made for the Neder, so what do you need forgiveness for? Bisha, Judge of Nazir, a woman who promised to be a Nazir, Visham Abaila Haferla, the husband was made for it, but he lo yada, Shehefer Labaila. But she didn't know that her husband got rid of it, Vahaisa Shosa Yadim Tabal Mason, and she drank wine and did all these forbidden things, even though it really wasn't forbidden, but that's the case that she still needs kapara. Rabbi Akiva, Ki Avivati Lai Psuk Avibafi, when Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, he used to cry, Amar. If somebody has in mind to eat pig and he has kosher meat, like in this case where she did something mutter but still she needs slicha and kapara, if somebody had in mind to do an aveira, they actually did an aveira, surely, says the Chida. Why is this? Usually we say, we had earlier Kedushin, at the end of the first parak, that a machshava ra'a, Hashem is not connected, does not connect to a maisa, except by Avodah Zarah. But by Jews, Machshava Ra is Abbasar Lamaisa. But here says the Chida, there was a Maisa. Here there was a Maisa, it was a Maisa Heter. But it was a Machshava Ra with a Maisa, even though it was a Maisa Heter, but there's still a Maisa to connect to. And therefore, you still need Slicha V'Kapara. You're not going to get an Onish, but you still need Slicha V'Kapara. We'll get back to Rabbi Akiva in a minute. Also, the discussion by Ashim Talui, if you don't know if you did an Aveira, Kishahaya, Rabbi Akiva Magil Pasuk Zeh HaYibocha. Again, Rabbi Akiva cried by this Pasuk. Halavai, we should cry by any pasuk that we read. Umabi sheskavi lechel shuban. If somebody has kavada to eat kosher fat, v'alo biyado chelev, and he ate trefed by mistake, amr tarav lo yadav hashem v'nasavono, it's an aveira, even though it was shogeg. Misheskavi lechel chelev, v'alo biyado chelev, alachas kavav akama, surely if he did the aveira actually and had in mind, isavin yudah obev lo yadav hashem v'nasavono, al dover ze yidu kol advayim, meaning you have to be very upset. You have to be very upset when you read this pasuk and realize the consequence. Why dafka did Rabbi Akiva cry? Although we should all cry. Why dafka Rabbi Akiva? So I said the Ben Yoyada is unbelievable. Ben Yoyada says that there are many svarim that say that the Asara, he quotes this from the Rabbani Ashkenaz, the Asara Haruge Malchus were the Gilgal of the Ten Shvatim, known as the Yoma, the Parsha. Right, the Asara Haruge Malchus, that's what he says, right, for shoes, that was the impetus. Right, I'm going to kill all of you, even though they're all at different time periods in Jewish history, but because of that, sorry, Ruge Malchus. So what was that case? Yosef says to them, don't worry, this week's parsha, kilim michya shlochani aleichem, it was all good latova, meaning your act wasn't an aveira. Your act wasn't an aveira, it was all, you know, you had machshava ra'ah, but really, inherently, it wasn't an aveira. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me to, sent me kilim michya. They asked that's why it was Rabbi Akiva, because he was one of the right connected to the ten Shvatim. So they asked the Ben Yoyada, so what was the matter then? Why were they punished? If it was all Tova, inherently, it was just Machshava Ra, the answer is no. Because here it was even the action was Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it to make it Latova. Didn't change it, but like he made everything work out. But the Maisa itself of the Mechira, that wasn't like eating a piece of kosher meat. That was still an Aveira. You can't exactly parallel it. But that's the connection between Rabbi Akiva and why he dafka cried. Next, Misyachid Adamim Imo, Amar Yehuda Maravasi, Misyachid Adamim Achoso, Vidar Imimo Vimito, a person can have yichud with his sister, and he can live with his mother and his daughter, meaning you're not supposed to live bikvius, a brother and a sister, on the post-game say, shouldn't live bikvius in the same apartment. for what does kvias mean? Does it mean a month? Does it mean a year? Discussion in the poskim. But a mother and a daughter, a father and a daughter, is not a problem. Big discussion in the poskim. What about an adopted daughter? What about an adopted daughter? Because, you know, as the daughter gets older, so they're not related. So are there kulas? Let's say you have a daughter growing up in the house. You know, some Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer both find kulas to knock out the Isser of Yichud. Rav Moshe says as long as both parents are still, both adopted parents are still there. Tzitz Eliezer has a kula as long as it was very young when the adoption occurred. But again, this discussed in the postkin. Shmuel says you can't have any Yichud with any Arayos, even with an animal. So Tznan, but it's against the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says mother and daughter is okay. What do you mean? We have another brisa. Any arayas, you see, only with Eidim. Shmuel says it's really machlokas Tanaim. Did Tanya? Rabbi Meir says, told his Talmidim, be careful, don't let me and my daughter be together. Right, so he held the Isser Yichud even there. Amar Bitav Zarbi Ibn Kalasi, my daughter-in-law. Ligi Lavoso, a Talmud. A certain Talmud made fun of him. Ah, how can he be so choshesh about a daughter-in-law? Amar Ibn Shabbat Chaybi Galileo, Lohama Yamuatim, Achen Nichshal, so Talmud Chamoso. Right, that Talmud got his, you're going to make fun, you're going to be Nichshal in that Aveira. Afilo and Behema, Bereshit said before, even with an animal, Abaya Machlele Mikula Davra. Rashi explains that whatever Abai used to learn in the field, he used to get all the animals out of the field. Rav Sheshes Mavra Le Mitzra, he used to put up a border and put him on the other side. Rav Chanan Minarda, Iklu Rav Kahana from Nara. One time Rav Chanan came to visit Rav Kahana. Chazi Diyasev Kagaris Vekabe Beheba Kamei. He saw was learning right next to an animal. Arbele Losar Lamar Filum Behema. What's the problem? You don't hold to the problem? Arbele Lama Datoy. I didn't even realize it. I never realized that we're here. Tosva says that we don't hold of any of these bezmanazeh. We don't say we're Bnei Yisrael on Nechshad, on Mishkav Zachar, or with Behema. So all of these Amoraim, we're just doing it above and beyond. Lefnim Mishur Zadin. Amar Rava, Misyachar Adem Mishnei Yevamos Mishnei Tzaros. A person does not have Yichud with his two Yevamos, meaning his brother's wives, and if two co-wives, because they hate each other. Im Isha V'chamosa, daughter-in-law and mother-in-law, Im Isha Obita, Baal Im Isha. All of those because we assume that they do not like each other. V'tinokas shiodas tambia vein moseres asmalabia. Who could be a shomeres? Only a girl who knows tambia. She knows what it is, but she doesn't have the taiva yet for it. How old is that? Bez Hashem, we'll start with this tomorrow, Bez Hashem, when we make our siyum on Maseches Kiddushin. Bezrat Hashem, spread the word, Baba Kama, on Tuesday.